Hi. This is Bonnie Parker. Today's date is October 26th. And I'm with my partner.
This is Dave Parker. I'm 86 years old. Got five kids, all of them happily married. And life has been good.
We're sitting in our little house in Otterbein. Just came back from a party up at the main campus, and we're feeling in a rather jovial gay mood because we came in first in bridge again today. Won $8. And I don't know if I'm doing this right or not, but the time is elapsing.
If we're supposed to be talking about our childhood, my dad was a mail clerk, got promoted to be a railway mail clerk in Mason City, Iowa, when I was in second grade, and I spent the rest of my schooling up till college in Mason City. Mom was a great fisherman, and one of the memories that the best memories that I have of her is her taking my sister and me to fish off of a bridge in Mason City.
I didn't know that.
I think the only thing we caught were tiny fish, but it was a great family experience.
I didn't know you did that.
My dad was working.
Okay. You know, I was thinking the other day, Dad, I don't recall that you've ever said anything. I don't know of anything about your mom's dad. I know about her mom.
My mom's dad was a section foreman on the railroad. He and his crew, small crew I'm sure, rode a hand car on the railroad tracks to various points on the tracks where they did maintenance.
How old were you when he died? Or I just don't ever remember. What was his name?
Andrew Renner.
This is interesting that I would never know anything about that.
Yeah.
How old were you when he died?
I don't know. Probably not very old.
I didn't know either of my grandfathers. The one died, I think, when I was one, and the other, I think, died before I was born. But I don't remember which was which, but I didn't know either of them. My grandmothers, I do. But I was just thinking about that the other day, how I know nothing about your mom's dad.
Mm-hmm. Huh. We used to visit our grandparents once every year. Gramsci Parker was in Pipestone, Minnesota, and Cecilia and Andrew Renner, my mom's parents, were in Comfrey, Minnesota.
So you visited each one of them once a year?
It would be the same trip.
Oh, okay. And those were your family vacations?
Mm-hmm.
We never took family vacations. My dad ran the liquor store, the bar, excuse me. And I don't remember any kind of a family vacation that we ever took. That's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway. I don't remember any family vacations other than visiting my grandparents.
Well, your dad traveled a lot, so I know your mom was quite an influence in your life. I thought it was interesting the other day when, I don't know what we were talking about, we were with a group of people, talking about World War II, and I was talking about the things that I remembered, and you said that your mom had you make a scrapbook, but mm-hmm. You don't know where that scrapbook is. Did you cut out pictures or to the newspapers? Did you have to write stories? What did you do?
Usually pictures and articles out of the newspaper. I'm not just sure what the criteria were that caused us or me to pick them and paste them into this big scrapbook. It was a big one. It was maybe 12, 14 inches by 10 inches.
But you don't know where it is now. What happened to it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Did your mom look at it and check it, or was it sort of homework type thing?
No. I don't remember that she ever checked up on it. She may have looked at it out of interest, but she had read the newspapers, so...
Did Pat have to do it too?
No, I don't believe so.
I think the expectations for young Pat were quite different. Huh, but I thought that was interesting. We used to just, my sister Booty told me, and I didn't know this, that in Church's Ferry we had, I don't know who's going to bomb Church's Ferry, but we had to learn the picture cards of the different bad airplanes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to know those. I didn't remember any of that. I suppose Booty learned them and I didn't.
I kind of remember that. We had the cards. I don't remember that I memorized them.
Who made the cards? And how did we get them?
Oh, I think they were generally available for people who were airplane watchers.
Do you remember rationing?
Remember rationing? I remember also that when I was in junior high, I worked in a grocery store, and I would stay after to stock shelves and get produce ready, that sort of thing. And the owner of the store was obviously getting black market stuff, because after closing, there would be this fellow that would show up, and they would have discussions and then unload some groceries.
Wow. Did you make a citizen's arrest? You should have.
I didn't.
I remember my best friend, Joanne Richardson, called us hoarders. I think she thought, I don't know, but anyway, she called my best friend calling us a hoarder. Anyway, my guess is they had their share of hoarding too, but yeah, it was interesting. I remember in grade school, we'd go to school, and then we'd go home and change clothes, and then run back to the schoolyard and play. What did you do after school? Did you have to work, or did you stay home, and what'd you do?
I started working the fifth grade with a paper route. So that was an afternoon paper. So,
how'd you do that?
I had to take care of that. It's failing me. I don't remember doing it either morning or afternoon. I'm pretty sure it was afternoon. And I had a long route, so I rode a bike, got pretty good at throwing the papers so they hit the porch. Very occasionally up on the roof, or I'd have to get somebody in the neighborhood to help me get it down.
I wish we had you delivering our paper. This year I'm going to give my neighbor a tip instead of the paper boy. She puts it up on the porch. I don't know. Okay. What other jobs did you have? Anything?
Yeah, the...
In the store,
the paper,
yeah.
Paper route, there was a year... in the grocery store, And then one summer I worked helping deliver milk. That was interesting. I'd get up at, I believe it was 5 in the morning, and bike to where I would meet the milk deliverer, and he would take one side of the street and I'd take another, just generally.
Yeah.
But he had his responsibility and I had mine. We'd pick up the empty bottles and replace them with full bottles.
I remember those. Did you get to keep your money, or were you expected to pay for some of your expenses?
No, I kept all of my money.
Okay. I didn't earn money. Well, I guess I babysat a little bit, not very long.
But I also was pretty careful with it and used it for a bike. And I remember getting a catcher's mitt second hand, but I was very proud of that.
Yeah. How big was Mason City when you were growing up there?
30,000 people.
That's big.
It was a very nice town that I think was quite proud of itself. It was just an agricultural center.
Yeah, but you had the Music Man.
We had the Music Man.
And you were
and it wasn't entirely farmers coming in at the end of the week. When I think about it, there were 2 cement plants and 2 meat packing plants and a tent and awning, so there was a good deal of industry there.
Yeah. Not like my little town. Well, what did Pap do? Your sister, did she work or anything, or what did she do?
I'm sure she did. I think it was probably mostly babysitting. She ended up taking a secretarial course in school.
Pat did?
Yeah, and then got a job in an office somewhere when she graduated.
Huh, I didn't know that. Well, there weren't jobs, you know, the babysitting, paper routes. There weren't jobs in Church's Ferry.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, didn't you work in the ice cream store?
Oh, in the creamery, yes. I worked. That was in Leeds. When I moved to the big city of Leeds, I worked in the creamery. That didn't last very long. That's because, what was his name? He was not a good man, you know. He just was not good.
Okay.
So I didn't work there, but I don't know. I just wasn't expected to. I guess if you talk to Booty did all of the work. And she's probably right. You know, when my dad, when we bought the grocery store, she worked, and I guess I stole a bike and went bike riding. But whatever. I don't know. Well, we had another good day at the bridge table. That was good. Been on a roll this week. And we had a nice party up at their LEC tonight. And just home. It's a rainy fall night here, which is kind of a fun night to be home. And decided we would do this. And
there's some really nice people that are neighbors. We lucked out. We moved into a home in an area that was just being constructed. So the people that moved in were all looking for new friends, and it's worked out very well for us.
Actually, our street is kind of famous here. when we have big dinners up at the main building, it's, you know, you sit at the orchard table, and they know that, you know, the orchard table is probably the friendliest and on the street. So it's really been nice, and it's been good here. But we still stay in touch with other friends. But I will be curious to listen to this to see if we actually are recording it.
Something is counting down or counting up.
It looks like it's working, but Whether I have the volume on or anything like that, I don't really know.
I'm pretty optimistic.
Anything else? What about your drumming? What was that thing that, because there's that famous picture of you with that big wig, that feather. What was that occasion?
That was just the pep band. But Mason City was really strong on instrumental music. And I started playing the drum in a band when I was in second grade and continued to play drums right through high school. By the time we got to high school, our band was very good, actually. And we had a director that was a really charismatic type of leader. We used to get up early and go to practice before school, have one band class during school, and stay an hour after school for the short time we were getting ready for the state contest.
Wow.
And we Mason City had never had below a top rating in any state contest.
Whew. How big was the school? How many kids?
I think it was getting close to 1,000. I think the graduating class was about 250.
Were you the only drummer?
Oh, no. Already? There were others. I was first drummer at the end. But
I didn't know that.
We had a large band, just because the teachers in grade school and junior high and the conductor in high school were all good people and dedicated.
Yeah. What's the story on this tug of war? You've told me, but I can't remember it. That was kind of a fun thing and an embarrassing thing, wasn't it?
That was not good. The tug of war was a tradition, and the seniors would tug against the juniors across a river, so the losers got dumped. The problem became when the day of the tug of war, during the day, kids got to riding around in cars and throwing eggs at things and just generally being not very good. And so they decided, the school administration decided to get rid of the tug of war. And so the student body informally got the word out that we were going to boycott school in order to protest the loss of the tug of war. Well, I arrived at school. I hadn't heard about the boycott, but I was sitting out on the lawn rather than pushing my way in. And someone sent a word out through one of the students that I was needed inside because I was being interviewed by the University of Pittsburgh for a scholarship. And needless to say, I went in and had the interview, but I did not get the scholarship.
Well, even though you weren't participating in the tug of war at that point, why didn't you? I mean, I thought you'd just an observer because you got there late.
No, I didn't organize or have a whole bunch of sympathy with the closing the school, but I wasn't going to be one of those that went on the inside. There were those that did, but I was out on the lawn when I should have been in class.
Oh, okay. I get the picture now. You didn't get the scholarship?
I didn't get the scholarship.
How did Grandma and Grandpa react to that one?
I don't remember I'm not remembering what they knew about the whole story or what their reactions were.
Well, it's lucky you didn't get the interview because we wouldn't have met, right?
Could be.
All those miserable years instead of 62 years of bliss. Yeah. 62 years of misery. Okay, well, Bob, do you want to say any more, Dad? Anything else you can remember right now? We can do this again if we want to sometime. If you remember things.
I was in quite a few activities in high school. I was in drama. Got to be in a play or two. I was in the concert band. That was the one that was so good. I was in the marching band. In the marching band, I didn't march at the football games because I played weak side tackle on the football team.
Why do you say weak side? Because you weren't good or what?
No.
I don't understand.
No. Because it was a formation that isn't used anymore.
Okay.
But on one side of the center was a guard and an end. On the other side of the center, there was a guard, two tackles, and an end. And you could put the strong side on either side. Where you wanted to focus your offense.
And they always put you on the weak side?
It was probably more important than the strong side. Strong side had two tackles.
Oh.
I was...
Okay. You had to defend all by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was good.
That was a really... nice experience. Team sports mean a lot to those that participate.
Yeah, they're exciting. Our basketball team in Church's Ferry, we had just enough players that they couldn't fall out. Other than that, they get down to pussyfoot and some of the. I mean, it was really something. But your theater—that's where we met in college. You continued that there, and that's where we met.
Mm-hmm.
You were the lion.
Yeah.
Bob, you know this. He was the lion, and Androcles and the lion, and I was putting on the makeup, but I just thought I'd put that in so everybody will know that. That's how we... So that worked out really well.
But. When I was in college, there was an ROTC band. All students at North Dakota State had to take 2 years of basic ROTC, and my participation was easier because there was an ROTC band, so that's where much of my practice was rather than learning how to clean rifles, although I did some of that too.
So you play the drums there in the marching band in the ROTC?
Yeah.
Well, by the time we met, I think you were out of ROTC. Yeah, if you just took 2 years, because you've been there 2 years, yeah.
You were 2 years behind.
Yeah, because I don't remember. Did we go to the military ball? Was there a military ball? Did we go to that, or could you not anymore?
Yeah, I'm sure we went to a military ball. I would have thought with you, but I don't remember specifically.
When I was talking to Bob, he asked what we did in college. And I can't remember. Did we go to movies? Did we? What?
There were college dances.
We went to that.
We went to all of those.
But what? I think we went bowling one time or something. But I just can't remember what we did.
There were fraternity
parties. That's right.
Parties, John. And other activities.
Oh, that's right. The Sadie Hawkins party. That was.
Yeah. Co-ed football games between fraternities and sororities.
Yeah, I guess that was it. Bob asked, and I thought, I couldn't remember what we did. Just remember it was fun. Liked it. So I'm really curious to know if this is really recording and if I know what to do from here. So, your Fulbright. How did you happen to get that? Did you apply, or what happened on that?
That was a life changer that I can thank my German professor, or German teacher, excuse me. Professor was right. German professor in college. I took 4 years of German, and this German professor leaned on me very heavily to apply for a Fulbright scholarship to Germany. And without his first even telling me about it, so I knew what it was, and second, encouraging me to apply. That was my first overseas experience, and in the future, I think was the reason that I was anxious to take my family to Istanbul, which we did after I went to work.
Well, I think that influenced all of our kids. They all seem to be world travelers or comfortable with it. They're very good travelers. I think they respect countries and other countries' traditions and things like that. So I'm very proud of the way they travel, the grandkids and all of them. So I think we passed on something good to them. But, you know, we were pinned, weren't we, when you went to Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when you were going to be coming home. I remember the song Yellow Rose of Texas was so popular that you just always connect that with that. But I remember you were getting in the train, you came in on the train into Fargo. It was in the evening, and your parents were very, very nice. They let me drive their car down and meet you all by myself at the train station, which I thought was, I mean, you'd been gone a whole year, and they were as anxious to see you as I was, but I thought that was really, really very special and very nice, and so they were very, very good in-laws. I loved them both.
Yeah, my parents both were very much in love with Bonnie, as was I.
Do you remember meeting my dad? And did you only meet him the one time when you came to visit us in Lee's and meet them? And do you remember what he said to you?
He asked. There was something that had to do with bicycles.
Oh,
I don't just
Dad?
Remember what it was. There was a little bit of conversation.
Well, probably as much as I had with him when I grew up with him. And remember we were having lunch at the table, and all of a sudden Dad jumps up and says, Uncle Shorty, and he and Mom run out of the house, and Uncle Shorty was going through on the train from Montana to Grand Forks, or the vice versa, and we were close to the railroad tracks, and so he would stand out, wherever you could stand on the train, out on the outside of the part of the train. And Mom and Dad would wave their hankies at him, and he'd go on. That must have been kind of a...
Yeah, other other than your mom and dad, most of the family worked for the railroad.
Yeah. We have, actually, we have in my mother's file, you guys, we have a really nice write-up on the Litzingers and their many years in the railway and stuff like that. It's kind of fun to go over some of that sometime, but Dad and I are very, very proud of our family and our lives and very happy. It's been a good life. So, anything else, Parker? We're going to watch a movie?
Yeah.
What about the baseball game? You've taped it. You going to watch that or watch a movie?
I'll maybe watch a little bit of it.
I say it's a rainy night here, so it's kind of nice. Tomorrow night we're going to go to the movie with the Lemons, Old Man and a Gun. It's Robert Redford's, supposedly his last acting movie, and he's going to go to directing. And of course, Cheryl and I are in love with Robert Redford. Actually, it's been filmed in Cincinnati, so I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll go out to dinner afterwards, and Dad will play some pool in the afternoon, and we'll go with that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
You will not be able to resume this interview. Are you sure you're finished? Yeah.
Is there anything else we should be saying?
What about your childhood? It's interesting, because some of these things I didn't know. Can I think of some other things? Where'd your mom work? I bet they want to know about where your mom worked, about her. We just remembered some things. Dad wants to tell about his mom. She was a school teacher. What was her story?
Well, she was a school teacher. I'm sure she just had a 2-year degree from Mankato, Minnesota Teachers College, and that career was very short since she started raising a family, and we had a lot of interaction with her because my dad's job for quite a few years was such that he worked on a train sorting mail one night through the entire night going to Belle Plaine, Belle Plaine, Iowa, then back to Mason City. Then the train would continue on during the day and go to Sanborn, Minnesota. And so Dad worked 12-hour shifts for 1 week, then he would have a whole week off. But while he was working, he, of course, had very little time to do anything but sleep. So Pat and I would be together with Mom and go fishing or to some sort of civic event or whatever happened to be going on.
She was very sharp. She was, I would guess, you know, education, I think, was important to her. I just remember as being
But neither very sharp. Neither of them completed 4-year college. Dad was working delivering ice cream, if I'm not mistaken, when driving a truck. It was probably wholesale when he and Mom met.
Where does he fit in the family? Is he the oldest of, what was it, Uncle Al? Just two of them?
There were three of them, but there were three boys. Dad was the oldest. Uncle Alan was the second. Uncle Bob was the third, but he died when he was very young, probably scarcely out of school, in a car accident.
Oh, is that why I didn't think I wasn't even aware of that. Wow. Oof. And your mom had Uncle Al and B. No,
Aunt B.
And she had health issues.
Yeah, she had mental problems, really.
Did she live close to you?
No, she would disappear for years at a time.
Oh.
And then she might show up. But our connection with her is very slight. But her daughter, Faye, was raised by Grandma Renner. And we, of course, did get to see her.
And of course, you all remember Uncle Al and Aunt Felita, Grandma's brother, Uncle Al, in West Concord, the fantastic lunches she used to put out for us and all of that stuff there.
Yeah. Hmm. Uncle Al went into business for himself and owned a hardware store and did very well.
Yeah, weren't they the rich family in town? In a little town, there's always a rich family and a...
I'm sure there were... I'm not sure how many there were in West Concord, but he was one of the well-known people in town. He was very people-oriented and it was easy to see why his store was successful.
Yeah, he was, and Aunt Felita was very gracious, and I remember the lunches, always the china, and everything was very, very nicely done.
They used to come to visit us about once a year, and Mom would make a nice feed for them.
But your family vacations were like mine were non-existent, and yours were just visiting family.
Actually, when I think about it, when they moved to Fargo, Mom and Dad did a lot of fishing in the lakes in Minnesota.
Well, Lake Franklin.
Just over the border from Fargo, North Dakota, and at some point, we would spend a week at Lake Franklin fishing, and the kids would swim and.
You mean? But then we were married at that point. And our kids went, yeah.
Do whatever. Yeah.
Those were fun. Pat and her family would come, and we'd each have our own cabin, and it was really, that was an awful lot of fun. Yeah. I was going to ask you something. Now I forgot what it was. Oh, I remember. Did you ask your parents if you could take me on the family visit to meet all the family? Because I know I got to go with you one year, and I think that's when I met all the family. Well, how did that play? I mean, did you just...
I don't remember how it came about. I'm sure I asked, or maybe they suggested. I don't know.
Maybe we must have been serious at that point.
Could be.
Must have been done fighting.
One thing that hasn't come up, and that is that I had a second sister, Marcia, 14 years younger than I. So when I was in high school, I kind of got in on helping to raise her.
Well, she idolized you. And rightly so. A big brother. No, but you were good to her.
Yeah, we did some neat things together. I remember waking her up one midnight to welcome in the New Year's.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where Mom and Dad were. I'm sure having a party.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But I do remember, where all did we go? We went to Pipestone. I remember we went to Pat and Seaver's. I suppose we went to Pipestone. Did I meet everybody? Aunt Mary and Uncle Al? I think
well,
I must have.
Well, you would. If you got to Pipestone, you'd meet them.
Yeah, and Gramsci and Blanche. But I think that was, people maybe suspected we were maybe going to get married or something.
Well, we must have suspected, too, if you came on the family vacation.
I wonder what my mom thought, my parents thought about it. I have no idea. I guess it just, Dad was probably tickled pink. Maybe I'm going to unload her. I don't know. But, I don't know. That was fun. I remember.
We've been very lucky in that we've had very nice families on both sides.
Yeah. Hey, we're just about done with our 45 minutes here. This was fun. I just hope it works. Okay, so goodbye again. Love to everyone.
Bye now.
Are you sure? Yes, right.